Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and I hope this is working. I really hope it's working. I hope it's working. It wasn't working earlier, but it looks like it's moving. Hi. I've been having, I don't want to say this, but I do want to say it. But there's this cosmic thing that happens, and we, us in the new agey metaphysical space, like think our all of our technology is gonna blow up because they heard somebody else, it happened to somebody else during this time that happens 4 times a year for 3 weeks. So I'm not gonna say it because I don't want you to be afraid of it, but I want you, if you know what it is and you know what's going on right now, it started today, you're going to be okay. But it's a wonderful time to get things cleaned up, to revisit things, to heal things, to transform. So I've got some tips for you to heal your relationship with money and get the flow back the way you want it to be. So, hi. Again, I hope this is recording. It is that time that I'm not going to say that might influence the way technology does what it does in our lives, particularly around communication. In case you're new to my program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are ready to manifest the desire of your heart, I would love to support you in doing that. Check out my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I help people live the dream, whatever that dream is, relationship, a business, a new way of seeing themselves, a lighter sense of self, moving through the world, feeling confident and bold and brave and happy and unstoppable. If you're ready for that, if you're ready to manifest the desire that's been nagging at you for a while, and nagging in a good way, meaning like you keep coming back to it, you keep coming back to it, you keep coming back to it. I'm ready to help you do that. So consider my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Check out the massive result intuitive coaching package. Also check out the Elevate intuitive coaching package. And I have some others there for you. You can also book a session with me. Let's talk about money. Let's talk about opening the flow to money. I don't know what I'm going to title this show. I've done lots of shows on money. It's one of my favorite things to talk about. But I was sensing like, people need a message about money, the basics, reminding you of the basics, some of the basics. Okay, first, you want to open yourself up to the flow of money. You may need to do a little feng shui on your wallet. And I've got lots of tips here. Mainly, clean up the wallet, get a new wallet if you can. I recently heard a teacher say, take your credit cards out because credit cards can symbolize debt. I don't think you need to do that. But I did recently, I did do that because I was like, oh, I don't even really use them out. They're hooked up to all the little systems I use them for. So that doesn't need to be in there. Of course, my debit cards are in there. But as I was cleaning out the stuff I did not need in my wallet and putting that stuff elsewhere, and I actually keep a pretty clean wallet anyway, but as I really cleaned it out, I was like, wow, there was like, I'm saying this as a person who keeps a clean wallet, and I realized how much stuff was in my wallet that didn't need to be there that might be blocking my flow. And so just look at your wallet and say, does this absolutely have to be in my wallet? Does this represent prosperity to me? Does this make me feel prosperous? Does this make me want to feel wonderful and light and beautiful every time I spend money? Like I had like a book of stamps in my wallet. I was like, this doesn't need to be in my wallet. I can put it elsewhere. Yeah. So clean up the wallet if you can, buy a new one if you can. Make it purty. Make it feel good to you. And then put a bill. Can be any denomination. Try to aim for the highest denomination that you can at this moment in time. So it might be a dollar, it might be five, and just leave it there and let it represent your ability to attract and draw more money to you. Just leave it there. There is a beautiful exercise that Abraham Hicks recommends. The you put the $100 in your wallet and then you spend the day spending that wallet as you move throughout your day. or I'm sorry, spending that the $100. You don't actually spend it. You leave it there, but you just keep spending it over and over. So you might go somewhere and you're like, oh, I'm going to buy these flowers. That's $40. And then I'm going to buy this and this. I'll be honest with you. I've created versions of that exercise that I think are more fun than that one, per se. So make it your own, but essentially just give yourself $100. And if you, again, you can even, I taught a money class some years back where I had them print out a gift card. I created, well, I didn't create it. Matt created it. My ex-husband, when he was working in the business some time ago, a beautiful little graphic gift card, and you cut it out and you put it in the wallet, and it represents $100, and you could go and you could spend it over and over and over again throughout the day. And what it's supposed to do in that process is to get you in the vibration of it's safe to spend money. It's safe to spend money over and over and over again. Money is always available to you. The restriction we experience around money, and I've done some shows recently about the restriction around money, it's because of our programming. We've been programmed to believe that money can run out. So I want to be really clear here. It's not that money is a limited source. It's we've been taught that it is a limited source. So it's get printed all the time. Like I was talking to a client. I was like, yeah, I saw on the news, like they are just big sheets of money. Like it's constantly in circulation. So all you have to do is to be a match to it being in circulation. And what that means when I say you need to be a match for it, you have to let go of the beliefs that tell you that it's a limited resource. It may feel limited right now in your life. You might be looking at your bank account and saying, Amy, there's not money here. Get it, my friend. Just start thinking, though, this is the state of my bank account today. And that's a result of my consciousness from like 3 weeks ago. Who knows? But I can change my consciousness right now. And I'm choosing to see that money is always flowing to me. Money is always available for everyone. There is more than enough money. And you have to just reprogram yourself to believe that. Create a new pathway in your way of being that allows money to be an abundant source in your life. Yeah? So again, we've been programmed to believe that money is limited. It is your job. And your only job to believe that it's not limited. And yes, right now, the state of your bank account might be what it is, but it's the result of your vibration from previous present moments, right? So you have control over this moment right now, and you just have to start believing. Yes, I'm willing to believe this woman on this podcast is telling me that money is abundant. And there's more than enough. And yes, there are people who may not be experiencing more than enough, but that's the result of whatever their energetic field is. That's not really my business. I'm choosing now in this moment to believe that money can be abundant for me. It can constantly flow into my life. It is totally and completely available to me. So this shifting into flow, becoming an energetic match, aligning with the frequency, it's just belief that money is available to you. That's it, right? Because if you're holding the belief that, oh, there's not enough money, look at my account, there's not enough money, oh my God, there's not enough money, I want to do this thing and I don't have enough money, where's the money going to come from? That is a frequency. So instead, you want to hold the frequency, all right, there's this thing I want to do, that just must mean that it's totally possible for me and there's a way in which money can flow to me because money's always flowing. It's always available. It's a constant resource. It can be a part of my life now and in this moment. That is a frequency, right? So it's the way you believe. It's the way you think. It's the way you speak. It's the way you feel. It's the way you take action as a result of those feelings that determines your frequency. And so you can start with, I believe money is abundant. I'm willing to believe that money could flow to me this week. I'm open and receptive to all the ways money could flow to me. Matter of fact, I'm not even going to focus on the money. I'm just going to be open and receptive to all the ways in which I can show up and be receptive to money. Okay? So, where were we? Clean up the wallet. Clean up your wallet so it feels prosperous to you. If you can, buy a new wallet and put a bill in the wallet and let that be a magnetizer to more wealth. And pray over your wallet. Pray over your, tell your wallet what you want it to do, you know? Tell your wallet how you want it to be. Tell it, say, hey, wallet, I want you to be full of cash money. Or, hey, wallet, I want you to hold a debit card to my account that is full of cash money. Thank you so much for being a vessel for that card to comfortably move with me, because I know there is so much cash money in that account. And thank you, thank you, thank you, wallet. Whenever, talk to it. Tell it how you want it to be. If you're a person that likes to carry cash, say, I want large sums of cash in you. I want you to keep it safe. I want you to always be protected and always, you know, if anything were to happen and we were separated, wallet, you come back to me with all my cash money in it. Like, call your angels and say, keep my wallet safe. Keep me safe. Keep everybody I will pull my wallet out for safe, right? You can make these prayers and, because everything's energy, right? Your words are energy. So talk to your wallet like you want it to be for you. Next, simple exercise you can do that's super powerful is, I am so happy and grateful now that. So you can write this, you can say this. I'm so happy and grateful now that. And you name whatever financial reality you want to create. I'm so happy and grateful now that I have paid this bill, and name what that bill is. I'm so happy and grateful now that I have received this amount of cash money. Because I talked to you a lot in this program about asking, but asking if you're asking in a way in which you're just longing for something, that's not the frequency of the thing, right? And you have to be a vibrational match to the thing. So really, in that moment, if you're just asking the universe, please, please, please bless this money to come in so I can pay this bill, or please, please, please let this go, you're in the vibe of please, please, please. And so what you're going to get back, even if the universe, spirit, God, angels, everybody's trying to bless you, you're still only a match to more please, please, please prayers, right? So you have to be in the vibration of already receiving it. So this affirmation, this statement, this declaration helps you do that. I'm so happy and grateful now that, and you state your desire as if it's already occurred. So I'm so happy and grateful I have received whatever amount of money. I'm so happy and grateful now that this is flowing, my business is growing, everything's flowing beautifully. I'm not giving you, I want you to fill in the gap there. I'm so happy and grateful now that, where did this come from? I always equate the statement with, I can see him. He's a white man, older gentleman, Bob Proctor. I always think this came from Bob Proctor, but I don't know where it came from, but just do it. I'm so happy and grateful now that, and write down what it is very specifically that you are so happy and grateful now that it's happened, right? And I love, like, think about how would you be in gratitude for that blessing, that financial blessing that you want right now? Start feeling that way now, right? You know, like if it's thank you, God. Oh my God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. This is so amazing. Life is so good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Feel that feeling. Say those words. Think those thoughts now. And this will help you get started. I'm so happy and grateful now that, and state your desire as if it's already yours, and do this every single day, every single day. If there's something you're working on, something you want to manifest, something you want to come in, starts being in the vibration of, oh my God, I've already received it. It's so great. I'm so grateful. It's so wonderful. It feels so good. Now, it can be difficult to get to the vibration of receiving if you're still holding a belief that money is hard to come by, or that abundance doesn't really exist, and that lack is the only option, and you have to fight and overcome, and some miracle has to happen. Well, the miracle that has to happen is a shift within you, where you start to see that, oh, of course, I'm asking for this thing. Of course I can have it. Right? It's no different than asking for a cup of coffee. It's no different than asking for a parking spot. It's no different than asking for a great opportunity to show up. It's the same thing. And I just have to believe that it's going to happen. And it's really no big deal, right? I'm so happy and grateful. But if you're still holding that, oh, money is hard to come by. Oh, there's not enough. There's never enough. You got to clear out that junk and start having a different conversation with yourself, because it's just junky thoughts. You've picked them up. You've experienced it. I really believe you've picked it up, right? And then you have situations in your life play out and you're like, oh, of course it showed up like this because there's not enough money, right? Maybe you saw a parent or someone else, a family member who experienced something around money and had a perspective around money. Then you start to recreate that without even knowing that you're doing it. And all your life becomes just confirmation of those beliefs. So you can change those beliefs and say, yes, I'm willing to consider a world where my world, where money flows easily and effortlessly in large sums and in cash. And it's so wonderful. And I'm so grateful. And I get to have it. And of course, it's meant for me. It's meant for me. Yes, 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 yes. And maybe right now in this moment, I'm looking at a bank account that looks like this, but I know that I can experience this. And I'm open and receptive to that idea, and I'm going to feel into it. I'm going to get excited about it. And I know it's possible for me. I am so happy and grateful now that I have, right? See where we're going with this energetically? And then affirmations are great. How do I want to talk about affirmations? There's two ways to approach affirmations. You can put them on and let them play in the background of your life. And I would say pick something that you already really resonate with. Like if you're trying to manifest something right now, I wouldn't put on like a brand new affirmation recording that you're not familiar with. Put on your old timey favorite. Like right now, I would probably put on, like there are some that I always go to. I have a Glynis McCants affirmation that if you're on my newsletter, I sent you guys a link to it in my Christmas email. The Bob Proctor that's on YouTube it's the one by Vibrate Higher. Those people, whoever they are. I keep thinking they're associated with You Are Creators, but I don't know if they are. But anyway, so if you did Bob Proctor money affirmation, it's like has a green background. It's not the 8-hour one. It's the 2-hour one. I would put that one on because I know those affirmations. I've worked with those affirmations so many times and they've created miracles for me. I would also do Easy Money by You Are Creators. Justin Perry created that one, Easy Money. I would play those because they're familiar and I would just play them in the background of my life over and over and over again, right? I would pick something that you're really comfortable with and that can play in the background of your life. Or pick an affirmation if it's new to you. Say it's like, hey, I've never done a money affirmation. I'm going to go to YouTube and find one. Pick one that really resonates with you and then sit with it. Sit with it and recite it, envision it, feel it in your body over and over again. Mainly, you want to be in a state that is welcoming of that which you desire while you're listening to your affirmation. So I love putting affirmations on when I'm cleaning, because I'm cleaning out energy, right? And that, you know, I don't want to say like I love cleaning like it's a hobby, but I like a clean house. So I will definitely jump in and get things cleaned up. So that's really great because I can just focus on the cleaning and tone down the voice that wants to yell at me that there's not enough, and really receive the messages of the the affirmations. Also, I feel good, right? Like, it feels good to get something done. It feels good to put things in order. And so that feeling good feeling coupled with the affirmation makes magical things happen. Yeah, that's how I would say use your affirmations, and use all sorts of affirmation, whatever affirmation works for you. You know, I have a couple in rotation that are not recordings that I just say. Do it all. It all works. It's all your energy, though. But what I wouldn't do, and I've done this before in my life, I'm stressed the fuck out about money, and I'm just gonna, like, oh, I'm going to listen to this affirmation. I'm just going to focus and call it in, even though I don't even really want to listen to this affirmation. No, I would never do that to myself again. But bless my heart for trying, right? I would say, hey, girl, we gotta get rid of that anxiety, fear, worry, doubt. It's not going to show up, and then go back to the affirmation. So you got to get yourself pumped up. And when I say pumped up, go to Abraham Hicks Emotional Guidance Scale and get yourself as high up the scale as you can, and then listen to your affirmation. So way down at the bottom is like despair, loneliness, sadness. All right, do whatever you can to edge yourself up to maybe, I want to say peace, but peace is high. Even if you can get to contentment or hopefulness or positive expectation, any way you can get yourself past boredom, and then start doing your affirmation. So I've given you a lot of information in this piece. So the Abraham Emotional Guidance Scale, it is their belief, and I concur, that we manifest positive things rapidly when we are in the highest vibrational states. And the highest vibrational states are peace and love and abundance and happiness and freedom and positive expectation. And, you know, I put peace in there, knowledge even. But knowledge is, I would say, I'd probably put wisdom when we're feeling wise as a higher vibrational state. And so as you move up the scale, you can manifest rapidly, accurately, and positively. As you're on the lower end of the scale, say you are trying to create a new result in your life, it can be difficult even as you're doing all these practices. So my rule with affirmations now, you can put them on when you're doing something where you're kind of checked out. You don't have a lot of emotional stuff going on. So like when I'm doing chores, right? Or if I'm going for a walk, and I'm put it on a low volume or a low volume while I'm working on things, right? Great. Works beautifully. You can put them on when you are feeling really high vibe and you're tuning into that affirmation and you're focusing on it and you're letting that energy move through you and you're believing that, yes, it's possible. When I would not put affirmations on or recite affirmations is when underneath the reciting of the affirmation, you're scared as fuck and you're hoping this affirmation is going to save you. No, you need to clean up what's scaring you. And that's usually just a conversation with yourself, like, hey, what's going on here, right? Hey, self, what are you afraid of? Is it really that bad? Are you going to die in the next 2 minutes? That's like I told you, I pulled that from a psychic I heard on I don't even know how I got on her list, but she sends me shows every week. But I happened to listen to the show, Ask Julie podcast. And that's her. She's trademarked that, I guess, like, are you going to die in the next 2 minutes? If you're not, then from there, you can shift out of a lot of the stories we're telling ourselves. Usually the people who are drawn to my work are scared about what other people will think. And if you can talk yourself into a place of nobody gives a shit really, right? And if they do, and they're being critical of you, they're probably not the right energy to have in your life anyway. So who cares what other people think? And it's a difficult place to get yourself to when you're in a state of worry, guilt, shame, embarrassment, whatever, particularly around money. But do your best to talk yourself out of, oh my God, what are people going to think, and this and that, and what if this happens, and this and this and that. It will always find a way to be okay if you allow it to be. you only have to drop as far as you allow yourself to drop. And so again, it's like the abundance conversation. If you decide to see the world as abundant, then it's going to be abundant. If you decide to see that, hey, I don't have to have this worst case scenario playing in the background of my life about my finances, then you will stop living that way. So it's just a decision. It's a standard you set. You create the energy in your life around money by what you believe. And again, I know somebody's listening to this and they're thinking, God, what the fuck is this woman saying? I just need some money in my bank account. What is she talking about? The standard. You create your reality, whether you are conscious of it or not. And much of our reality that we are living out was created based on beliefs, thoughts, words, things we heard, things we assumed were going on in our childhood, and we made up a story around it. And then we just start to replay that over and over again till we commit to a new way of being, a new way of seeing the world. So if you constantly believe that, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, there's no way I can pay my bills. I can't pay my bills. I can't pay my bills. It's so hard paying my bills. Oh my God, it's the first of the month. And oh my God, I need bills paid. And how are the bills going to be paid? If you're constantly living in that state, it's just because you have picked it up. And many of the people, particularly the ones that listen to my program, are so sensitive that you'll beat yourself up and make yourself wrong. And if I try harder, when in actuality, you don't need to really do much of anything but change the way you are thinking. You have to completely eradicate the belief that bills can't be paid from your consciousness. So what I would do is start gently, because your mind will probably reject, you know, if I just told you, start saying, my bills are going to be paid. On some level, if you've been believing that they're not, you're going to reject that. So you need to have a conversation with yourself along the lines of, hey, I'm getting that this is kind of a pattern. This is kind of the way I think. I don't have to continue to think that way. And I'm into the spiritual stuff, and I'm open to these metaphysical results, and I'm in it, and I want to believe. So obviously, that's a sign unto itself that there might be another way than this way of thinking, that paying bills is difficult and hard, and money doesn't always show up. So if I'm willing to just consider another way, so I'm willing to believe that, let's just say, let's start here, that most of the time the bills get paid. Okay. Okay. There's this thing that I want. I'm willing to believe that in addition to the bills mostly getting paid, and I can pay off some debt too, and incrementally, if that makes me feel good, or not, pay it off in big swoops and wait until that shows up and it'll all be okay. And I'll manage it to the best of my ability, and I'll pay my minimums and I'll do my part. I'm willing to believe I can also have these really great things and have these great experiences that maybe my mind is not ready to fully accept could be possible without me feeling guilty. So this is where you have to start talking yourself into this new way of living around money. Because I see often with clients, they'll be like, well, Amy, I'm just going to declare I'm rich right now. I'm loving that. I think that is great. Go there. But if underneath that statement is still fear, doubt, worry, this doesn't really work, I'm still worried and stressed about my bills. I said that affirmation for 5 seconds, but now I'm back to worrying about my bills. Oh, I saw the date on the calendar. Oh my God, I'm so scared. What am I going to do? If you're living like that more of the time than living out this bold, I am rich affirmation, the I am rich affirmation isn't getting you very far. And so you got to kind of clean up the way you look at that situation. You could be, so maybe you are triggered every time you see the calendar and you're like, oh no, I'm getting close to the day the bills due. Then you can say, I do this thing where every time I see the calendar, I get a little nervous. But what if I didn't have to be? What if it, you know, time's going to happen, money's going to show up, you know, it's going to be okay. What if I just start looking and think, you know, it's not worth me stressing myself out. Then you can start to move yourself up that vibrational scale, right? So that's my little sidebar on affirmations. Next, manifesting money. Take right action. So take actions that align with you. I think sometimes we can get in a mode of taking actions to maybe you own a business or you're working your job and you're going through the motions of it, right? And you're just doing things, but you're not bringing your full self to it. You're just, I'm just going to do this thing because it's what I have to do to make some money, right? That can work to a certain point. But the real like joy comes from actually being in joy. So I say focus on doing actions that make you feel joy. Don't do things that don't make you feel joy. So take right action. Do what you're good at. Do what feels true and right to you. Do what feels natural to you. Here's, again, the tricky part in all of this. We've been programmed that, oh, rich people must do these things to get a sale. Rich people must do this. Rich people do this. Everybody does their rich their own way, right? Well, just so much people have told you. You know, I think it's the patriarchy. And here it is. Here's my thought on this. There's a couple of two little patriarchy type thoughts I've come to conclusions on in the way that they teach money, particularly in the personal development space, that are based on the perspective of, with all due respect, with all love and respect to all people, based on the perspective of that of someone who is privileged, particularly a white male, right? Because that, you know, a lot of them started, you know, the old timeies, there's a lot of old timey that have been in this space a long time that teach about money, and they teach it from the perspective of privilege. I know somebody's probably going to get mad at me, but don't, just go with me on it. So one of them is, oh, well, you have to do these things, model successful people, and then you will be successful. I think that has some merit, right? But that's also acting like everybody is the exact same frequency, vibration, talent, way of being, showing up in the world. You got to do it your own way. And you know when you are doing something that is moving you forward, moving you towards money, and you're doing something that's not, right? And you'll know by how you feel. Does it feel good? Does it feel light? Does it feel joyful? Does it feel real? Does it feel magical? Does it feel fantastic, right? Does it feel like you? So you could model a totally successful business. They get up at 9 a.m. They do this. They do this. They do that. They send this email. They contact this person. They do it this way. You could do it exactly. All take every action that that person takes and still be broke, if it doesn't feel true and right and natural to you. So there's nothing you have to do, but there are things you need to do to be receptive to money, right? Make your offer however way you want to make it. You get to make that however way you want to do it, you get to do it, right? But you don't have to have everything formatted this way and send an email at 2:30 on the dot every Tuesday. Mm-mm. That might work for another business, but it may not work for yours. It may work for another person generating money, but it may not work for you. So all you have to do is trust what feels good and right to you. And maybe in the beginning, some of you may be modeling the behaviors of other people who are making money. And then in that process, you'll start to develop your own fluid way of doing. So pay attention to what feels good. Take right action. So yes, take action is good, and you can definitely generate some cash that way. But if you take right action, it opens you up to greater levels of abundance. And right action is not based on a right outside of you. It's based on what feels right and true and good to you, period. Okay, next way they teach money that I think is rooted in the patriarchy. You need to serve a lot of people. Matter of fact, I even heard a teacher I have a lot of respect for, a woman, say this, but I think that's all a bunch of patriarchy too. You need to serve a lot of people. if you want $1 million, you need to touch 1 million lives. I do think you need to touch people, absolutely. But you need to serve the people you're meant to serve. And it's not up to you who you serve. It's just you showing up authentically you, and you will draw those people to you. And that is what makes you wealthy, rich, successful. So seriously, friends, you could be serving a handful of people and be wildly prosperous, where somebody else could have like 10 gazillion people supposedly in their community, in their flock, that people that they're serving on any level of business, not just in the online space, and still be broke, right? It's how you show up and serve. So this notion that, oh, I need more followers, I need more customers, I need more clients, I need more people. If I don't have more people, I'm not going to succeed. And I got to get more, 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 bigger, bigger, bigger. It's a very patriarchal perspective on manifesting money. And I have found it to be so incredibly false. Yes, you do want the people to show up that are interested in what you have to offer, but they show up based on your vibrational frequency. It's not a number. Because if it was a number, you got to serve X number of people in your lifetime, touch X number of people in your lifetime, then you can have this number. Then that shit would have been in the Bible, right? God would have told us straight out, like, guys, all right, you're going to be broke until you serve 10,000 people. Until you hit that, you're not trying hard enough. No, God never said that. Just show up for who you need to show up for, and show up authentically, show up true, show up in a way in which represents who you really are, and all the right people will be there to support you, right? And if, as long as you're holding the belief that, oh, I need more people, I got to grow. What is that rooted in, friends? I know somebody out there has just said it, lack, right? That whole thought process is rooted in lack. More followers, this. It's good. Yes, you want to reach all the people you want to reach. And yes, you want to grow. I'm not saying don't desire growth, but in connecting that growth to your ability to prosper, nope. You can prosper no matter what, no matter what. So so that you'll hear like, oh, if you want to make a lot of money, reach more people. I think that's not true. I will just go ahead and say that that's just a big fat fucking lie that exists in the personal development space. And every time I see it, and people just repeat it over and over and over again. I saw an Instagram post that said that shit. And I was just like, unfollow you. No, don't put that shit out there, because what you're doing is you're setting up your mind to say, oh, if I only have 5 people, I can't succeed. Then I need to go and get a job. Why would God give you a talent and put the desire on your heart to serve in that way and not give you all the resources to support yourself? But if you believe that you can't be supported unless you hit some artificial number outside of yourself, then even as God is dangling your blessing in front of you, you can't see it. Yeah? So just decide, I'm going to just show up and be myself and serve. So you don't have to. And then the other one is tithing. Like, oh, you need to give. You need to give. I think every person listening to this program gives every single day of their life, because that is the way their heart is aligned. So, you know, I think that's another patriarchy, bullshit, personal development, money thing that serves a particular community. Yes, I do believe that whoever crafted that statement meant for it for those people, because maybe they weren't serving nearly enough. But the people who listen to this show, I know every one of you show up and serve. You serve with your energy. You serve when you pass somebody on the street. You serve in line at the grocery store. You serve in the email you just sent. You serve. You show up with your full heart and rooted in love and grace and light and compassion to the very best of your ability. No, we're not perfect, but we serve. We just serve. It's who we are, right? So don't feel like you need to overserve because you heard this message that you just need to serve more people more, right? No, just be yourself. If you're just yourself, my love,
you will prosper. And be yourself full out without any self-criticism, judgment, self-sabotage. Just show up and be like, I'm amazing. Messy, crazy me. I'm good enough just as I am. And watch your bank account grow and grow and grow and grow and grow and grow and grow. Okay, this is mine. Feel light. You want to manifest some money? Feel light, right? Like, and it really is a lightness within you. You can see it as an actual light within you. You can feel the feeling of lightness. I don't even want to put an emotion on it because it can be a lot of emotions when you're in a state of lightness. You also know when you're not. You feel heavy. You feel dark. You feel foggy, right? So get yourself into a state of lightness. And many people have many ways of getting that. You might get there through meditation. Somebody else might get there through exercise. Somebody else might get there through journaling. But get yourself into a state of light and you will immediately start to attract the prosperity and abundance you desire. You know, as I was writing this note, don't push, don't stress, don't worry. Don't feel shame. Don't feel guilt. Let it all go. Right? That if you want to get to lightness quickly, just say, okay, what junky shit am I feeling right now? Okay, I'm feeling shame. I'm feeling stressed. I'm feeling worried. I'm feeling like it's not going to work in my favor. Okay, let's just decide now in this moment to let that go. I'm going to get some exercise. I'm going to take a nap. I'm going to eat some food. I'm going to feel good about myself. And then that lightness shows up. And then the money follows right behind it, friends. Like, truly, I know it to be true. If you can get yourself into a state of lightness, all the money will show up. All the money will show up. All right, that's my show. I could go on more and more and more. I have so many more tips on this, but I think I'll do another show on manifesting money. So let's repeat. I'm so happy and grateful now that. Believe that it's no big deal, whatever you're asking for. Affirmations, but get into a state where you feel good as you're doing those affirmations. Take right action. Take right action, action that aligns with who you are. Feel light. Believe that it's possible for you. Believe that abundance is real. Remind yourself that there's so much money out there. And if you are not experiencing prosperity right now, that's just a state of consciousness that from your past. And now in this moment, you can create a whole nother state of consciousness that will be manifested in the future that will lead to prosperity. Can we get an amen here? Amen. 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 All right, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. This is such a fun topic for me. I love, love, love talking about money. I've spent years studying it, particularly after my divorce. I realized like I had to create a whole new foundation for myself around money and prosperity. And so I studied everything and went on the journey. So if you are ready to shift your relationship with money, I would love to support you in that as well. Again, information on my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Check out that massive result intuitive coaching package, as well as the Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package. And if you like this program, sign up for my newsletter. You'll get 2 intuitive messages from me a week for free on Wednesday and Saturday. What other cool thing can I tell you? Oh, subscribe on whatever platform you listen on. Subscribe. Honestly, I see other people in the internet space say subscribe. I don't really know. I don't know where. It's probably somewhere on some of my platforms. There's a number that matters to me. Subscribers isn't the huge one. So what matters to me is listen. So if you think this show was beneficial for you and you have someone in your life that might resonate with the frequency of this show, send it to them. Send it to them. They're probably going to be like, what the fuck is this woman talking about money and frequency and energy and what? There's no lack. Yes, there is. No, friend. There's no lack. We've been taught to believe that it exists, and we can create a whole new reality for ourselves that exists in abundance. Everything exists in abundance. Money, love, opportunities, business. All we have to do is just convince ourselves of it. And I've given you a lot of tips in the show on how to do that. And then you can book a session with me and we can talk about it. And I can help you shift out of it and find whatever that thing is that's keeping you from believing that you are worthy and deserving of all that you desire. Amen? Amen. All right, I'm going to go. Thank you for listening. You are wonderful. You're wonderful. your wonderful intuitive coaching with Amy.com. Take care.